Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Productivity Talk Radio. Here is your host, Carol Dixon Carr.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Productivity Talk, where I interview experts about their perspectives on productivity, business communication, and process improvement so your business can increase your bottom line profits. For the next 30 minutes, I'm here with Kim Beasley, business and membership website consultant. After completing a bachelor's degree in organizational development and an MBA in e-business, Kim decided to create a business that would help business owners develop their online presence. As a virtual entrepreneur, Kim has integrated her educational background with her life experiences, and Agape 3 Business Services was born. So today we'll talk about her upcoming book, due to be released either September or October of this year, entitled, and I hope I get your book title right because we've been going back and forth on it, Business Makeover System, 21 Days to Sustaining Good Habits. Is that close enough?
It's close enough.
All right. 21 Days to Good Habits might be the shorter version, but we know it's all about a business makeover system, right?
Yes.
So this book will help business owners take an internal and external view of their business and refine it to function better in the virtual world. So welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here and share with your audience.
Oh, yeah. So I see a lot of familiar faces in the chat. I'm excited about that. So why don't you tell us, Kim, tell our listeners why you chose to go through a business makeover.
First of all, I have been in business for so long that I realized I needed to address some lingering issues of not getting things done when I needed to get them done. So I decided to go through a business makeover, which I recommend to everyone to do occasionally, just to do an internal and external view of your business, so that you can make sure that you're operating at the optimal way that you need to in order to be successful.
Was there like a catalyst? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, was like there a particular catalyst that just said, okay, it's time. It's time for me to do my makeover.
I was becoming stagnant. I wasn't reaching the level of business clients that I wanted to. I wanted to increase the service level that I provided, and I just felt that I was becoming clouded with my view of my business.
Okay. So when we talk about business makeover, I think that's that might be different things to different people. So how would you define, and this might be a really big question, but how would you define business makeover as defined by Kim Beasley?
As defined by Kim Beasley, it's when you take an external and internal view of your business in all the areas that that touch your business. For instance, you look at the financial, you look at the support team you have in place, whether it's a virtual team or it's a mentoring team. You look at things such as how you're spending your time, what tools you're using to operate your business. You look at all of that.
Very nice. So, and you listed a lot of people, a lot of entities within that. Well, let's talk a little bit about the virtual team. What were some of the criteria you used to create your virtual team?
Well, first I looked at the processes that I have in place and the processes that needed to be refined. I went ahead and did that. And then I looked to see what I could actually outsource. And those things that I could outsource, which would give me back my time, at the same time increase my bottom line, I decided that would be what I would use as a criteria for creating my virtual team. Case in point, I needed a virtual assistant, someone to make sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be, that I keep my calendar organized, because I have a bad habit of forgetting dates. Thus, one of my business makeover things was making sure that I was organized on my calendar. So I have a VA that helps me with that. I needed to outsource things like graphic work, finding a virtual support team, putting them in place so that whenever I had a need, I can send them a request and they would create it.
All right. And did you have, like, a job description in mind when you had these, or was it divine guidance? I mean, sometimes people get stuck with folks. You hire folks, and then they're not what they claim to be, and I'm hoping that's not the case with you, but I thought I'd check in with that.
Yeah, well, when I determined what needed to be outsourced, I also determined what specifically that person would handle that would make my job easier. One of the things I learned when I was going through my MBA was cost opportunity. What does it cost for me to do something versus what it would cost for me to pay someone else to do it? And that factored in also along with the skill set of the person who would be providing the services to me.
Okay.
So I have a checklist to do or responsibilities for the person. I also looked at cost opportunity, what would it cost versus me doing it or else someone else doing it, and then I looked at the skill set of the person.
All right. Yeah, in economics, we call that opportunity cost. Opportunity cost, yes. Explain that to the students, not even 2 hours ago.
So we have, wow.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, I wear all these different hats. Life Coach Karen had asked, if you're paying attention to the chat, how do you coordinate your calendar with your VA, i.e. with two people in one calendar?
Good question. I actually use a series of three calendars. I know that sounds like a lot, but really they all work together. I use Google Calendar, which my VA has access to schedule my appointments. And Google Calendar I have where it syncs up. Google has a syncing program that you can install for it to sync up with Outlook. So Google syncs up with Outlook, and then Outlook syncs up with my cell phone. Or I can have Google sync up with my cell phone.
Right.
So everything works together.
All right. Sounds good. I guess Life Coach Karen can tell us if that satisfied us in her chat, since I don't think she's on the line. Are we good to go, Life Coach Karen? I'll keep going, and if she has another question to interject, we'll keep going. I'll keep with my own questions. Let's see. What are some key factors that you should address when you're going through a business makeover?
The key areas that you should address are it's just basic things such as the financials. How are you spending your money? What are your business expenses versus what's your income? If your business expenses are more than your income, you got a problem there. So you look at things like that, and then you look at advertising. Are you advertising in the right market? Are you? You look at your niche market. You want to make sure you identify who you're trying to reach and cater your business to your target market. And you look at things as I've already mentioned, your virtual support team. You look at social networking, very big, important thing to look at. I think social networking takes up a lot of time, but if you do it smart, and it can save you time. For instance, you can have your VA manage part of your social networking, or you can schedule time on a daily basis, sporadically through the day, that you can do your social networking. So there are different areas that in my business makeover system I will go into, things that you should address that sometimes business owners forget to address.
That's true. And I know, and with the, so there's kind of a debate in the sphere with the quote-unquote gurus. Handle what aspects of social, some of that stuff you almost have to be there, but like, for example, Facebook friend requests, I bet you, just making a guess, but you might have some criteria for your VA to screen them without you having to go in there and approve, you know, 20 requests in an hour or so. If I'm wrong,
correct.
You can correct me.
No, that's correct, because It takes a lot of time to go in, research, and look and see, okay, is this person viable for my list? And are they going to be sending me crazy messages and all that? I leave that to my VA to go through. I have a checklist of what I'm looking for in friends, and she approved those. Sometimes I go in between when she approves them, and if I see someone that I know, I'll go ahead and approve them myself. But I have a set time and date when she does it for me.
Ooh. And now I'm going back to the chat, and I don't know if you saw it, but it looked like Karen had a follow-up when you were talking about the calendar, and she asked if was it Google with Outlook in real time?
Google has the syncing program that you can set how often it syncs up. There are two different ways that you can operate your Google Calendar in regards to your Outlook. Google has an interface called iCalendar with Outlook that you can pull your Google Calendar into your Outlook, and you can view it, not necessarily edit it. Or you can use the Google Sync, and you can sync up periodically every 10 minutes, every 30 minutes. If you do use the iCalendar method, it actually allows you to see the calendar in real time.
Oh, cool.
So the choice is yours.
Very nice. That's cool. I didn't know that. So learn something new. Cool. All right.
Yes, Outlook allows you to pull in internet calendars. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so what type of support team should a business owner have in place to be successful with the business makeover?
It varies. It depends on the needs of the business owner. I would always say a business owner needs to look at the opportunity when they can actually get a VA, a virtual assistant, simply because virtual assistants can really save you a lot of time and free you up. Look at whether they need to outsource graphic work, web work, content management work. There are some really great content managers out there. As a matter of fact, I think she's in the room yet, Latora. Latora, she does really great job writing content. If you don't have time as a business owner to write your own content, you can outsource to a content writer, or you can just create your own content and have your VA post it to your blog. So it just depends on the needs of the business owner, which will be part of the business makeover system, that there will be a section on determining your virtual support team, questions that you should ask yourself in order to determine who should be on your virtual support team.
So with content creation, and there's a debate there too. I've heard some internet marketers just go on over to Elance and get a ghostwriter, and then we've got the other, no, I'm the master of my content. And so do you have an opinion, or do you think it's not a one size fits all type of situation?
It just depends on the business owner again. I personally use both. I write my own content, and then on a couple of my blogs, I do. I use a content manager who takes direction from me. I give them specific information that I'm looking for. I review the information that they write. I'll add to it, edit it, and all like that, and then they will post it to my blog. I do that simply because of a time factor, for one, because I, like many web designers, have a lot of websites, and it's difficult for one person to manage the content on all the websites to keep them fresh, and that was a decision that I made during my business makeover to have a content manager start doing that for me.
Okay, yeah, and I know that, and I have not signed up for Extreme Member, but I know that you are an enthusiast. That's the best word I could come up with.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm still, trying to weigh my options, because the whole Blog i360 thing is on my radar too, so I'm kind of on the fence. So if you wouldn't mind, if you'd like to share some of the features, because it sounds like, just from what I'm hearing, that Extreme Member saves the person time also in the long run. Would you agree with that?
Yes, Yes, it does. Once you have it set up, it saves you a lot of time. It is more than just WordPress with a couple of plugins added in. It's WordPress on steroids is what I say. It allows you to do your email marketing, your affiliate management. It allows you to set up modules within membership levels, and it processes payments for you and manages your membership levels. It does a lot. And depending on your needs as a business owner in developing your membership website, which is really great for those people who are getting into the product service arena, that using Extreme Member to manage your website saves a lot of time, and it saves you trying to go to different types of services to get the one thing that you need, which is a membership website. Because a lot of membership tools don't necessarily have it to where you can use a blog or a content management system like WordPress. They have plugins that will work with the WordPress, but it's not as integrated as Extreme Member.
Oh, okay. Because I heard that you can, it could replace one shopping cart and WordPress all in one. And I don't know. I haven't dug my heels on that yet. But what are your thoughts on that one?
It once again, it depends on the needs of the business owner. It can replace one shopping cart. If you have everything set up in one shopping cart, you can also use that with Extreme Member. The thing is, what I really liked about Extreme Member, which I must say first off, I have always been opposed to purchasing anything that revolved around WordPress since WordPress was a free program.
Mm-hmm.
After trying out Extreme Member, I decided that it was worth the investment simply because all the things I had been looking for in a membership website software program, Extreme Member has it.
Okay. Karen asked another question, and I was curious about the one shopping cart too, but she said, how does Extreme Member compare to one shopping cart and AWeber? Would you happen to know the answer to that one?
In regards to the comparison of the three, it's apples and oranges, really. It depends on the needs of the business owner. One shopping cart is not a membership necessarily, a membership program.
Right, right.
Whereas a member is a membership program, but it's not necessarily a shopping cart. Whereas
right.
You can use one shopping cart and AWeber, a member together.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Extreme Member, it's a shopping cart and a membership software program.
Yeah, so you're marrying
a content management and email marketing and affiliate program. So it takes those things and balls it all up into one. Depending on the needs of how you need your shopping cart to operate will determine what program you select, basically.
Okay, yeah, I'm not as familiar with AWeber. I know that you can have autoresponders and such and have a list built that way. I'm more familiar with one shopping cart, and I know that you can do the autoresponders and have affiliates and all that kind of stuff. So with Extreme Member, it sounds like you can have a membership website, you can have your email autoresponders in place, you can have products in there too, am I misunderstanding?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's neat. Okay. So I guess people switching over from one shopping cart, I guess they could export their list and then ask their members to switch over. Is there an ease of transition, or do you just kind of send out an email broadcast from one shopping cart and ask them to join the party over at Extreme Member? How would you suggest the transition?
Right now, that is Extreme Member is still in the beta testing period, and so things like that, integration with other services, such as one shopping cart, is still in the works. It's a manual process right now to have your
all
membership.
All right, yeah, beta, you know how that goes. Yeah, we all know how beta goes. Cool. All right. Good.
Even though it's in beta, it offers a lot for what you're you're paying. I know people look at the price and say, I can't pay that. But you know what? In the time that it saves you in creating everything in one place, it's worth the investment.
Oh,
all
right.
That's what that was one of the things I determined during my business makeover. What things I needed to invest in as a business owner to create the environment for my business that I needed.
I hear you. Exactly. Karen's on a roll. So do you have a preference between Typepad or WordPress, Shia?
We already know the answer to that, don't we?
I know. There are different schools of thought about that, too, because I know the blog squad, they like Denise and Patsy, they like Typepad for their own reasons. Mm-hmm. And I already know your answer is, but I'm not going to put words
WordPress.
In your mouth, is?
WordPress.
Exactly.
I have worked with more blogging software programs than people can even name. I'm one of the type of people, I test just about everything. There's even one out there called Serendipity that I tried out. I mean, and for what I have been able to find with the services and the plugins and all of that with WordPress, I love WordPress.
Yeah, WordPress has a lot of very cool. Yeah, WordPress has a lot of cool plugins, and I use WordPress as well. So it works with all kinds of things with the video and podcasting. I don't know as much about Typepad, but what I know about WordPress, especially if you're techie, if you're not techie, people might want to hire that out. Maybe you, for example.
Yes, that's definitely a service I provide to not only install and get the WordPress website set up. I also customize things. Like, for instance, if someone has a static website and they want the same look for the WordPress website, I can actually take the theme and convert that theme or template over to WordPress for them so they can keep the same look consistent.
Very nice. Well, it sounds like in the chat that everybody's a WordPress fan, so you're in good company. Very cool.
Yay!
All right, worked out well, didn't it? Let's see here. We're getting close, but let me ask you, what are some key tools, and you've touched on some of them, but what are some key tools that business owners can use during the business makeover process?
Some of the key tools?
Key tools, yeah.
One of the things that I start out with whenever I'm working with a new client on a major project, I set up a mind map. And basically, a mind map is a way for you to map out the processes and activities and services that you provide as a business owner. And using a mind map helps clarify and draw a picture of your business so that you can put it in front of them and you say, okay, this is where I want to be, or this is where I am. You can have two different versions of a mind map, where you are and where you want to be. So mind mapping tool, I use that. I use Google Calendar. I also use Gmail, and I have Gmail set up to pull in some of my regular emails in case I'm on the go and can't access them on my laptop or on my computer. I can always go to Gmail and pull in, check my email there. So Google Calendar, Gmail, mind mapping software, being able to use Outlook. I personally would also say a smartphone. And the only reason why I say a smartphone is because smartphone gives me instant access to email, yes, even to Twitter. it gives me access to my clients' websites. The one that I use, you have to make sure if you get a smartphone that it's Java-enabled. And what that means, basically, it can open up different websites that have Java on them. Some cell phones don't do that. I went through three just to get to the one that I have now. So there are a lot of tools that I go into in the book in the system that I'm releasing to help business owners determine the tools that are really great for them as they're going through their business makeover.
Cool. There are some questions in the chat, but I'm going to see if this caller has any questions. And if they just want to say hello, I just unmuted area code 617. Did you have a question, or are you just hanging back and listening?
How you doing? It's Rosaline.
It's Rosaline. Oh, so you're on chat and you're on the phone. Okay. I was going to ask you a question, but you go ahead and ask it. Go for it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask what mind mapping tool, because I use MindJet and a couple FreeMind and a couple of others. Just wanted to find out your opinion on that.
I actually use MindMaster, which actually imports FreeMind or exports to FreeMind. So MindMaster is my choice, my tool choice.
Any reason why? Any particulars or just personal preference?
It was a personal preference. I'm one of those kind of people. I try out everything to see what works the best for me, and it was the one that worked the best for me. It had all the capabilities I needed. So, for instance, if I'm on the go and I have a thought come to mind, I can shoot an email via my cell phone to my email for my MindMaster map, and it will capture my idea.
Okay.
So that was one thing that was really great for me.
All right.
So I definitely
appreciate the call and the information. Thank you.
Oh, that's no problem. I actually will have a lot of tools that I'll be releasing to people, a list of tools in the business makeover system, because I found them helpful, and I feel that other business owners will find them helpful too.
Cool. Very nice. So if people want to, and I think a number of folks in the chat might already know, but for the purpose of the folks downloading the show later on, how can people get a hold of you if they wanted to work with you?
How can they get a hold of me? So many different ways.
How do I let them let me come to the ways?
There are different ways to get a hold of me, but the quickest way is to go to KimBeasley.com.
Kimbe.
And get a hold of me that way. If you want more information about the business makeover system, you can actually go to the website. I'm getting ready to post the link to it.
Are you putting it in the chat for us?
Yes, I put it in the chat. On Twitter, you can find me on Twitter now. Yes, by Kim Beasley, and that's K-I-M B as in boy E-A-S-L-E-Y. I just switched it today. I've been going through a few days of switching my name from Kay Beasley to Kim Beasley, and I got it all finalized like just this morning, so that you can find me on Twitter at Kim Beasley. To get access to the business makeover system, I'm in a pre-release right now, which means that if you purchase the business makeover system now, you get a drastic discount. During the pre-release, it's only $27. But after the business system releases, which will be the 1st of October, it will go to its regular price of
$197. Oh,
so
yeah, that is a drastic
people discount. I'm doing this for your callers during the pre-release stage because I really believe in what in business owners going through a business makeover, because you don't want to become stagnant, because if you become stagnant, you can lose out on growing your business.
Mm-hmm. So got to minimize some stuff so I can read what's going on. I got so much. I tell you about technology. I think your tweet deck over there, switchboard over here. All right, so we've got Kim Beasley.
And you know what?
One
of the things I do on Blog Talk Radio, this is just a hint for those who use Blog Talk Radio. When I do a show, I have a co-host. My co-host manages the switchboard. I manage the phone line. So that's just a hint to those who have Blog Talk Radio. Get a VA, get an assistant, get a co-host, someone, so that you can have your focus on the phone line, and then also you'll have someone managing the back end, because I know it's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm a good multitasker. So we've got kimbeasley.com/business Mindset-Makeover-System. Yes. Is there, because this screen doesn't go that far, so is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
JimBeasley.com/business-makeover-system.
Cool. Very nice. So, and I had a feeling we might go over a little bit, but I thought I would ask, any parting words or words of wisdom before we take off? And I guess I should ask to see if there are any more questions before we go. Joseline is the only one on the phone. The rest are on chat. See if there are
any. One question that I would like to address is self-hosted versus hosted WordPress.
Oh, there we go.
I just saw a point about that. The difference is with hosted web WordPress, which is WordPress.com, you are limited quite a bit on the access to plugins, the access to managing different features such as permalinks and things like that on your blog. Because they have set rules in place, you can upgrade to get more functionality, which means that you're paying for the upgrade. If you do a self-hosted WordPress blog on a server that allows you to, you can have full control over your blog. And what I mean by that, there are some web hosting providers who limit the security level of plugins. And I'm not going to mention the one that's notorious for it, but there are some web hosting providers who will lock down the access that WordPress has on their servers, to where some plugins, such as a form plugin or installation plugin, will not function because there are certain things that they need, that the plugin needs to have access to do, and the web hosting companies do not allow those plugins to do that. So that's the difference between self-hosted and hosted WordPress.
Okay. Yeah. Now I was looking at that because Karen had asked, with WordPress being free, do you need to consider upgrade, or is free adequate? I know what I do is I have a separate domain and then I install WordPress that way. But do you have another way to look at it?
They need to understand CSS versus HTML.
Yes,
I don't know. Life Coach Karen, can you clarify what you mean by that question? I'm sorry, I just saw that question pop up, and I was just trying to address that question for her. And your question was, again, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just looking up, scrolling up, as we had mentioned WordPress. Karen had mentioned that WordPress is free, and she wanted to know if one needed to consider to upgrade or is free adequate. And my answer to that question might be different from yours, but I know what we've done, we've gotten a domain and then installed WordPress on that domain separate from it, this WordPress being free, but then the domain is like, you know, however much it is a year. But do you have a different approach to that?
Yes, I do. Normally tell people that it's better to have a self-hosted WordPress installation simply because you have full control over your website. You do have a lot of control on WordPress.com, but as I said before, you are limited by some of the things that you can install that gives you a lot of functionality. When you go to KimBeasley.com, that's WordPress. Everything on there, I have a lot of functionality on there that most people miss out on because of the limitation that WordPress.com gives you. You can purchase a domain name for $5.99. You can get web hosting for as cheap as like $60. That's what I charge when I host a blog. So that's less than $70. You can get your own WordPress blog started if you do it yourself. If you hire me to do the service, yes, it's more than $70, but in the long run, it does pay to have your own WordPress website.
Cool. Very nice. Well, since I said a 30-minute show and I only had this cushion so it didn't kick us off, I think I am going to bid you adieu. But I really appreciate the time you took to hang out with me, Kim. And hopefully we can have you back when your book is all out and we can have a party on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. I will definitely let you know.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks all the listeners for hanging out too. And we will talk to you soon.